Hey guys, sorry, just technical difficulties. We're welcoming in Joey Logano and William Byron. Guys, you had a tough run out there, battling back and forth. Joey, you with Denny and William all day long. Can you tell us, you know, what was going on out there? How was the race?
Well, it's fun. It's Darlington. It's always a lot of fun. You're slipping and sliding. Even when there's no one around you, it's still a pretty fun racetrack to go around. You're on the edge and right up next to the wall. It was a good race for us. Our Fitzgerald Mustang was good on the short runs, really bad on the long runs. And the race played out to be a short run race, and our pit crew was unbelievable. And along with pit stall one, was able to get us the lead there towards the end and had a good restart, was able to clear Kevin, and then there's a caution, and you kind of got to expect that towards the end of these things. And then we had one more restart, and William didn't push me. And I'm just kidding, but you didn't. And Danny had a good restart, and they were able to just use that big power and be able to pull me back and be able to have position in the turn one. And I thought I wasn't over yet, and I got underneath him off of two there towards the end, and or coming into the last lap, and went into three. He knew my play, I knew his play. You know, he knew I was going to slide up. That was kind of the only one I had, and so he checked up and turned down underneath me. And when I was hoping I'd get to the wall and carry some momentum, maybe I should have just kept it to the wood and rode the wall. I don't know, but overall, just I guess second always stinks, but you know, probably. A pretty good finish considering where we were in practice and where we qualified. We maximized our day. Just wish it was a win.
William, how was it out there for you?
This is pretty good. We had to go to the back at one point. We had a loose lug nut, I think. So that kind of was good for us. We got some momentum and was able to get through those guys. I think we got back up to 10th and had a pretty good pit stop. I think we stayed even and restarted 10th. Got up to fourth there, and then you know, just didn't have the greatest restart at the end. So, but was able to gain some spots there. The restart before put us in position, and ultimately it was a pretty good day.
All right, we're going to open it up for questions. If you have a question for these guys, just raise your hand. We'll get a mic over to you right here in the front.
Pete Iacobelli, Associated Press. Joey, did you even? You kind of mentioned it in the start. Did you even allow yourself a little bit to think, okay, I've broken away in this next to last restart, I'm going to be able to take this race if it stays clean?
Oh, yeah. I knew, I was 6, 7, 8 car lengths ahead. It was over. And that's just when you pray for no caution and you see in the mirror there's just smoke and everything. I'm like, oh, please don't want to hit that hard. You're just hoping no one spun out and they were able to keep it green. But, you know, they pretty much had to throw the caution. I guess there was stuff all over the track. So, you let yourself think that because you look in the mirror and you got 8 car lengths. You say, all right, I got this thing, as long as there's not another caution. And, of course, there was.
Any other questions? Chris.
Chris Knight, KetchFence.com. Joey, how humid was it in the race car, and what will you do to make sure that you're hydrated for tomorrow's race?
I felt pretty good. I ran an AC today, and it felt really nice. So I felt plenty good inside the car, and I'll just drink a lot of water tonight, and I'll be plenty good for tomorrow night. Got plenty of time. The real bear would have been if it rained today and we raced 2 races on Sunday. Tomorrow's race, it feels like the longest race of the year, 500 miles around Darlington. It doesn't get much tougher than that, so... I'm glad that we were able to race today and we weren't looking at a doubleheader for tomorrow.
Right over here to the left.
Right. Jacob Seelman, Performance Motorsports Network. For William, I know you came in here and I'm sure heard all the people saying how tough Darlington is as a rookie driver. After 200 miles today, was the race tougher than you expected? How was it different maybe than what you had in your mind coming into today?
I mean, definitely on long runs, it's probably tougher, but we didn't have a lot of those. So coming from the back, it was probably just getting aero tight behind guys running against the wall on 3 and 4. But it's kind of a mix between a short track and a big racetrack. So I feel like the fall off's pretty severe, but you get to kind of move around and use the apron a little bit. So the good thing is there's options, especially on restarts into 3. Everyone goes, there's three or four lanes, so it's a good race. Yeah, I felt like I was making pretty good time up there, especially 3 and 4. 1 and 2, I couldn't get it to work. We couldn't turn down off of 2 for some reason, but, you know, overall it was good for us to run the top in 3 and 4 and kind of make our car work up there.
I'm glad you were comfortable up there.
Yeah. Are there any other? There we go.
Hey, SpencerMotorsport.com. Drivers, say how much this track changes, Joey. Did you learn anything out there that you can carry over into tomorrow?
I did. You know, I choose to run Darlington. We're really, between Blaney, Brad, and myself, we fight for Darlington every year. We all want to run this race, mainly because we only come here once a year. And that comfort feeling that William was talking about, getting that comfort feeling running up top, the more laps you run, the more comfortable you get. And understanding where what lines move on restarts and where you want to be. And as the track changed, you know, we talk about this place kind of being a one groove racetrack, but it's widened out. Even 1 and 2 is widened out that you can run a couple different lanes through there. So, you know, you're able to kind of, for the most part, refresh your memory, because it's been, you know, a year since we've been here. So, you know, it is definitely, I feel like, an advantage to run this one. Some racetracks, maybe not as much. And for some people, maybe it's not an advantage to run this race. But for me, I feel like it helps get me a little bit more comfortable on this just odd-shaped track that we don't come to much.
Any other questions?